This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset. I'm Steve Ford, WB8IMY, and these are our stories for Friday, June 14th. Carla Pereira is on assignment. Emerging wireless power technology and the associated applications came in for closer scrutiny during the May-June meeting of the International Telecommunication Union Radio Sector Study Group 1 and its working parties. Participants wrapped up 7 days of sessions in Geneva on June 7th with the International Amateur Radio Union Region 1 President Don Beatty, G3BJ, representing the IARU. The primary concern over wireless power transmission technology centers on its interference potential. The IARU has submitted formal studies on the impact of wireless power transmission technology on the amateur service, and these have been incorporated into a single completed report and will be the basis of a new recommendation now being developed. IARU says it's advocating proper emission limits to protect radio services and is working with other spectrum users and administrations that share its concerns. Last October, ARRL filed comments with the FCC, opposing a petition for rulemaking filed by several vehicle manufacturers that calls on the Commission to adopt field strength limits that will allow higher power wireless charging technologies operating in the 79 to 90 kilohertz range to accommodate what the petitioners called next generation wireless power transfer for electric vehicles. Popular amateur radio contest logging software N1MM Logger Plus has a new website at www.n1mm.com. Changes to the new site include fewer pages, better search capability, and a comprehensive, easier-to-use listing of all supported contests. An expanded menu eases navigation to the desired page directly from a drop-down menu. All of the logger's more than 400 supported contests are contained within one table that can be sorted, searched, and filtered. Dominica News Online reports that 4 handheld amateur radio transceivers have been donated to the Dominica Association of Persons with Disabilities, allowing its members who have received amateur radio licenses to get on the air. 2 Swedish members of the Dominica Amateur Radio Club handled the presentation. During an interview with DBS Radio, Association Executive Director Nathalie Murphy expressed her gratitude for the donation. Amateur radio played a major role in the response and recovery on the island nation in the wake of Hurricane Maria in the autumn of 2017. The winning article for the June 2019 QST Cover Plaque Award is HF Magnetic Loop for 80 through 20 meters by John Chappell, W3HX. In addition to winning the Cover Plaque Award for the June issue, John's loop design earned an honorable mention in the 2018 QST Antenna Design Competition. The QST Cover Plaque Award, given to the author or authors of the most popular article in each issue, is determined by a vote of ARRL members on the QST Cover Plaque poll webpage. The Perseverance DX group team planning the 2020 de-expedition to the Orkney Islands will use the call sign VP8-VP8DXU. The team reports that radio and antenna strategies are complete and that work is underway on detailed project plans. Elecraft will provide K3S transceivers as well as amplifiers and pan adapters for the adventure. The team has scheduled a tent weekend in July to check out the 3 tents acquired for the de-expedition. Brian Bird, NX0X of Duluth, Minnesota, has been named the new custodian for CQ Magazine's USA Counties Award. The appointment was effective June 1st. Bird succeeds Ted Melanowski, K1BV, who served as USA Counties Award custodian and CQ Awards editor for 21 years. CQ said several updates to the award rules will also take effect on June 1st. And finally, the Kuwaiti telecom regulator has made available a secondary amateur radio allocation of 5.351.5 to 5.336.5 MHz to Kuwaiti amateur radio operators. The Kuwaiti allocation falls under ITU footnote 5.133B, which, in the case of Kuwait, means a maximum power of 15 watts. The first Kuwaiti ham on the new band was Muhammad 9K2NO operating FT8. And now with this week's satellite update, here's Bruce Page, KK5DO.
Now and then I get asked some really good questions. One such question, is there anything that can make it hard to work the satellites? We all know how rain clouds can affect your satellite TV picture. Can rain clouds hurt your satellite operation as well? I have not found them to be a problem on 70 centimeter and 2 meter. However, if you start moving up in the band to 2.4 gigahertz, 5 gigahertz, or even if we get to 10 gigahertz, the answer is yes, they can. What about trees? A lot of foliage on trees can act as attenuation of your signal, especially when wet, both signals to the satellite and from the satellite. However, one tree in particular can be a real problem. Pine trees. Take a look at the length of those pine needles. Now, wet them as would happen during a rain. You guessed it, a big attenuation of the 70 centimeter signal. If you're receiving a 70 centimeter signal from the satellite, you might want to try a mass-mounted preamp to help overcome the loss. Fortunately, the trees may not block your entire pass, and you will be able to work the satellite when it is a bit higher than your trees. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO, for the ARRL Audio News.
This is the ARRL Audio News Propagation Forecast for Friday, June 14th. We're entering the summer doldrums on the HF bands, when noise levels are high and propagation is mediocre at best. None of this is helped by the fact that the sun is still without spots. The good news, though, is that strong geomagnetic disturbances should be few and far between over the next several days. On VHF and UHF, 6 meters is still hopping, with some saying that this may be one of the better sporadic E seasons in recent memory. The California coast is still hot on 2 meters and up. Conditions are likely to remain very good throughout the California coast and well up into Washington State into next week.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.